The Pat Kenny Show.
With the Jaguar E-Pace. Beautiful by design and dynamic to drive. Delivering performance that is unmistakably Jaguar.
This is News Talk.
That's the unmistakable sound of Bob Marley singing Exodus from the classic 1977 album of the same name. And it's this week's choice for our classic album in the company of Screen Time presenter here on News Talk, John Fardy. John, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
Now, it's an album people say, oh, Exodus, do I know that? Well, the truth is that you know most of the songs if you don't know the album. But why did you choose this album, John?
Well, the main reason was I wanted to play some jolly, happy music, music for the times. You don't need me to go into all that's going on, but I just think Bob Marley has this incredible gift. It's a very hard thing to sing happy songs and not sound twee. There's very few people who can do it. Van Morrison can do it. Paul McCartney can do it to an extent. And Bob Marley could in spades. And I just think this album kind of felt like, I don't know, of today, if you know what I mean, because Bob Marley had some strange times around this album. He was a massive reggae star, but probably hadn't gone, you know, superstar at this stage, even though people were referring to him as the Jamaican Bob Dylan. But in his own Jamaica, he was being seen as a uniting figure and a slightly polarizing figure. And right before the recording of this album and the exodus of the title becomes apparent, the Prime Minister wanted him to play at this festival. It was called Smile Jamaica, and it was kind of like a Jamaican Woodstock that was going to bring a pretty divided Jamaica together. And someone showed up at his house and shot him, and he got a bullet in the chest. Now, he was fine. His wife, her skull was skimmed by a bullet. She was also fine. Incredible. He played the festival a few days later with a bullet lodged in his sternum, and then set off to the UK and said, I've had enough of Jamaica for a while, and felt great, bizarrely enough, and came up with this album that is kind of joyous in a lot of ways. It's heavy at times, but particularly the second side is full of those songs that everyone knows, like Wade in Vain, Three Little Birds, Jamming, One Love. And it just felt like an album for where we are at the moment.
So here is a guy who's under attack. Now, do we know why he was chosen for attack? Was it that he was seen to be siding with the Prime Minister because this was the Prime Minister's big idea and these were forces opposed to the Prime Minister?
Yeah, that's exactly it, as far as we know. Now, you see, in fairness to Marley himself, it wasn't like he thought, oh, I'm going to support the Prime Minister. And he tried to be apolitical in that way, but it was sold to him. And this can often be the case with rock stars playing events. They realise almost after the fact what this was about. He thought it was going to be, as I said, you know, a Jamaican Woodstock, peace, love and understanding. But it was at the invitation of the Prime Minister. So people couldn't help but view it as, you know, he was siding for one particular camp, you know.
Okay. What's your next track?
Well, what I love about it is Bob Marley's always seen as this kind of joyful kind of guy, and also kind of a political guy who sings songs about, you know, coming together and slavery in Africa. But he also made, to use the parlance of a certain time, great baby making music, if I may be so bold. And he was really good at a good romantic song. And to me, this is one of the most romantic songs ever written, Wait in Vain.
But I know now that I'm way down. Don't talk to me as if you think I'm done.
It's extraordinary, John, that this album recorded in London. Now you can have your sunny days in London, but yeah. It's an album that drips sunshine and yet recorded in London.
Yeah, and also at the same time that punk was breaking and he was kind of hanging out with some of these guys and aware of the Sex Pistols and stuff. And yet he wrote this beautiful, gorgeous, soulful kind of coming together music. It's incredible. But he's got the sense that he made this exodus from Jamaica and he was grateful to be alive, that, you know, he'd been shot and he survived. And here he was far away from Jamaica, just kind of reveling in the fact that all was pretty well with him and he was this famous reggae star doing the thing he loved. So, yeah, it's just gorgeous, gorgeous music.
Now, you could have played any number of tracks that people are familiar with. The final one, though, why are you playing Three Little Birds?
I'm being selfish. In another life, one summer, I had to teach a gang of Italian 15-year-olds who had absolutely no interest in what I had to say to them. And the only thing that would ever shut them up was Three Little Birds by Bob Marley. And we played it every day for about 4 weeks. It's a gorgeous song for lots of other reasons, but that's the one reason I wanted to play it today.
Well, let's hear it.